Hello, I'm Dave Lewis. Cincinnati has produced many musicians of renown, and yet some remain rather mysterious. In the latter category stands African-American jazz pianist Charlie Alexander. Born in Cincinnati, May the 29th, 1890, he belonged to the generation that produced Ted Lewis, Jelly Roll Morton, King Oliver, and Paul Whiteman, the oldest musicians to become nationally recognized as jazz artists. This Charlie Alexander is not to be confused, incidentally, with Scottish jazz guitarist Charlie Alexander, who came long after him, and the evangelist Charles Alexander that came before. We know nothing of Charlie Alexander's early years in Cincinnati, but in 1917, he went to Chicago to join the 370th Infantry Regiment Band, rising to the class of sergeant. American military bands during World War I did a lot to infect Europe with a craze for jazz and ragtime music, and some of these units did make records, though unfortunately not the 370th. To give you an idea of what they sounded like, we'll go one regiment down to the 369th Infantry Hellfighters Band, led by Lieutenant James Reese Europe. At war's end, Charlie Alexander returned to Cincinnati to work as a piano accompanist in silent movie theaters and perhaps led a small band. But Chicago beckoned, and in 1923, Alexander moved there to join a touring group led by Lift Every Voice and Sing composer J. Roseman Johnson. In 1924, King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band broke up, and club owner Bert Kelly, who ran Bert Kelly's Stable in Chicago, which was a speakeasy, took advantage of the situation by raiding the talent made available through the King's misfortune. Kelly formed a band led by the Dots brothers, clarinetist Johnny and drummer Warren Baby Dots, and Charlie Alexander was hired as a replacement for pianist Lil Hardin, then married to Louis Armstrong and living with him in New York City. This Dots-led unit played Kelly's Stable until the feds put the padlock on the door in 1930. Different combinations of this group made many records for Paramount, Brunswick, and Victor in these years, and while Charlie Alexander wasn't on all of them, he's on some, though not always well heard. Although the late 1920s was Louis Armstrong's greatest creative period, his destiny was controlled by the mafiosi that owned the nightclubs in which he worked. They shuttled him back and forth between Chicago and New York, and one mob actually kidnapped Pops at one point and took him hostage. Not long after the Dots Band found itself out of work, Charlie Alexander connected with Louis Armstrong and joined his new Chicago-based band, a hastily organized group pulled together by second trumpet Zillner Randolph, as Pops had suddenly broken up his L.A.-based unit and headed east. Charlie Alexander played on all of the OK recordings Louis Armstrong made from April 1931 to March 1932, and some of these rank among Pop's most cherished performances. Listen for the piano in the distance under the vocal. That's our Charlie.
All me. Why not take all of me, baby? Oh, can't you see? I'm no good without you. Oh, hey, buddy, dang, live. I want to lose them. Oh, baby, take my arms. I'll never use them. Oh, baby, your goodbye left me with eyes that cry.
In live performances, Pops would introduce Alexander as my piano player from New Orleans. An in-joke, as Armstrong would have known that Charlie was really from Cincinnati. On this disc, Armstrong alludes to this gag with the phrase, "Looks like he's from my hometown." The other voice is that of Charlie Alexander.
There's a guy coming up the street look like he's from my hometown. Look like old Charlie Alexander, man. Well, I believe it is, but what you say, Gate?
Well, what you say, Dipper?
Well, what you know, Jim?
Oh, nothing much, boy.
How long you been up here, boy?
Oh, I've been up here about a year and a half.
A year and a half? Well, man, I've been up here a long time myself. I'm going back home.
Well, born then.
Oh, I'm going. Get some of them red beans and big ears. You remember them sweet potatoes, Jacker? Get a load of this. This is why I'm going back. All the fair moon shining, the fields below.
Dark is burning songs.
Louis Armstrong was a big personality and didn't leave a lot of room for his sidemen. He was, after all, the star of the show in a way that many band leaders were not. Charlie made 24 sides with Louis Armstrong, but when he is heard at all, he is tinkling around back behind Pop's vocal or following chord changes with the band during the introductions. The brief bookends to Pop's vocals on Home, When Shadows Fall, and Lazy River constitute the only solo breaks Charlie Alexander had on Louis Armstrong records.
Oh, you dog. Boy, if I ain't ripping this evening, I hope something.
Oh, hey, of the lazy river. River. Oh, you river.
Oh, you dog.
Oh, you river.
Look out there, Charlie Alexander. Swing out there on them irons there, boy.
Charlie Alexander toured with Louis Armstrong through much of 1931-32, but the end of 1932 found Louis Armstrong back in New York, recording for Victor with a completely different band. Charlie Alexander, perhaps at this time or a little later, also relocated to Harlem, where he had a nightclub orchestra for several years, noted for its up-and-coming talent, including trumpeter Skeets Tolbert, who later took over Snub Mosley's band. But the Harlem-based band led by Charlie Alexander never made records, and by World War II, Alexander was living in Los Angeles. As there is a surfeit of jazz recordings from L.A.'s small labels and radio transcriptions of the 1940s that remain little researched, one might hope that Alexander would turn up on one of these. But so far as anyone knows, Charlie's recording career ends for good with the last notes of Lord, You Made the Night Too Long from his final date with Louis Armstrong, held in Chicago on March the 11th, 1932. It is possible that once westward, Charlie Alexander may have gotten out of music and into something like factory work, a job from which he could retire, In any event, there's no word about Charlie Alexander from the time that he moved to L.A. until his death there on February the 4th, 1970, at the age of 79. Charlie Alexander operated in the shadows of performers associated with the circle of King Oliver, and then went on to become a shadow himself. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Dave Lewis.